三，even to me，
我一句从复活来 ，resurrection。你在做那些事情
？Why should I do that？
你的过去的罪，我看他已经死了。
Because in the past I deemed that I did。
现在看自己在义里面是活的。
Now I see myself in righteousness as alive。
这个叫做向罪死，向义活。
You die to sin, you live for righteousness. That's what we mean。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord。
有一次我在印尼。一个很小的城市。
There was one. I was in a very small town in Indonesia.
我开一个布道会。
And I have an evangelistic meeting.
虽然城市很小，来了差不多一千个人。
Even though a very small town, but 1,000 congregate.
因为他知道这样的地方，我可能呢很少会一直去。
Because they know that this small place, I will not go very frequently.
所以很多人来了。
So a lot of people came.
但是我住在一个老牧师的家。
I was staying with an old pastor.
这个老牧师人家给他名称叫做 Bek Gomba.
Bek Gomba is his name.
所以我住在这个乔生的老牧师的家。
So I live in his home.
那个时候他已经92岁了。
He was then 92.
那这个人呢，曾经是很风云，很大家都认识一个人物。
And this man was a very famous man.
因为他年轻的时候。
Because when he was young.
赌博。
He gambled,
这个犯罪，
he sinned,
嫖，
he prostitute,
什么都来，
he do everything.
他做人又很风趣，
and also he's very humorous.
但生意场上又很有名。
He got a name in business.
很多人对他没有办法。
A lot of people do not know what to do with him.
但是他赌博。
We gamble.
赌博完了以后呢
？After that,
有人说，哎，你要不要去听到有一个叫宋尚杰博士的从中国来讲
？It's a Dr. Zhong San who come and preach. Why don't you come and listen to him?
啊，他说道有什么好听的
？What is that good about a word?
还是女人更好玩
？And the woman are better.
不，你来听到那是上帝的道。
No, you come and listen God's word.
上帝有什么好看的
？What is good with God?
还是基尼更漂亮
？And the women are more beautiful.
所以对他讲到没有办法。
So there's no way to convince him.
他感到很满足自己的生活。
He thought he's very contented with life.
满足自己犯罪中间的生活。
Contented with life in sin.
但是后来圣灵感动他。
But later on, Holy Spirit touched him.
他说好了，好几个好朋友都叫我去听，我就去听听啊，给这些人面子吧。
Okay, I give face to this good friend who want me to go.
他就坐在后面听。
So at the back he said,
想不到。
Hey,
他要去听，去抓毛病，去笑基督教的。
He want to mock, want to find stock with a Christian.
听到一半的，给上帝的灵抓住了。
But how he was caught by the Spirit of God?
哇，他深深就悟自己的罪。
He realized his sin.
你们知道，宋博士是有史以来最有能力的中国人的传道人。
You know, Dr. Zhong San is the most powerful spiritual one with spiritual power unprecedented.
对我来说，无论中国，无论外国，在历史中间的最大的几个三个之一。
No matter is in the west or in the east, he's one of
for me
is one of the greatest throughout the history of the three.
宋尚杰讲道的能力大到一个地步。
The power of Dr. Johnson was preaching.
讲完他说，赌博的人出来。
Those who gamble come.
一个一个跑出来。
One by one will come.
有小老婆的出来。
Those the second wife will come.
一个一个出来。
One by one will come.
大家看。
Everybody look at
them. 他们要出来，为什么呢
？But they still come.
因为不但人看，上帝看。人看的不会把我怎么样，上帝会把我丢到地狱，我怎么不会看
？Because no matter man, no only man see, but God is watching me because you send me to hell.
现在很多传道人
，But our preacher today
不敢叫犯罪人出来，只盼望罪人继续犯罪，只要钱出来就可以。
They wouldn't dare to ask sinner to come out. They only hope that sinner will give money to them.
怪不得我们没有能力
，So we don't have power.
所以宋博士讲道，神的灵与他同在。
So when Dr. Johnson was preaching God's spirit with him.
这一个人后来上台。
So this man came forward.
悔改。
He repented.
大哭。
He cried.
求主赦免。
And ask God forgiveness.
好了，那我现在讲他九十二岁的时候。
So I want to talk about his 92nd.
他已经做传道四十年。
He has been pastor for more than 40 years.
后来他不要生意。
Later he doesn't want to have a business.
他做传道。
So he became a pastor.
所以他的唐牧师来布道就住在我家。
So Reverend Dunn come to preach, he'll stay with me.
我住在他家。
So I stay with him.
有一天跟他吃饭的时候。
One day when I was dining with him.
我吓了一跳。
I was so puzzled.
发现他的右手的拇指是断掉的。
The thumb of the right hand is chopped off.
所以我再看，是我看错吗？我看那些。
I look at the second time.
怎么这边长的，这边短的
？How come it's longer this side and shorter this side?
我说 ，Ben， 为什么你的手一个是短的
？How come your thumb is not there?
他老人家笑到很可爱。
So he smiles.
但你要不要听我讲故事
？Do you want to listen to my story?
我讲给你听。
I tell you the story.
讲这个手指的故事给你。
The story of this thumb.
好，我就不想吃饭了，我就听了。
So I was listening attentively.
他说很好听的。
It's a good story.
哇，这个故事很好听的。
Very good story.
所以跟他一讲，我更想听了。
So all the while I want to listen.
从那一次我听宋尚杰布道。
That day when I heard Dr. Johnson's preaching.
布道完了以后。
After the meeting.
我回来不能睡觉。
I came back I couldn't sleep.
想来想去。
I thought and thought.
我是赌博鬼。
I'm a gambler.
我怎么爱赌博呢？
How I want to.
因为我这个时候呢，喜欢在桌上游泳。
Because this hand want to swim on the table.
你这个呢手就使我一生一世花太多时间做不应当做的。
Because this hand it causes me to spend so much time on the thing I shouldn't.
所以第二天。
So the second day.
他就吃饭吃到一半，对他太太说。
Halfway of the meal, he told the wife.
去拿刀来。
Take a knife.
他太太说做什么
？What for？
不必问。
Don't ask.
去拿刀来。
Take a knife.
他太太去拿一个小刀片给他。
He brought a small blade.
说不是
，not small blade.
把你厨房切骨头的大刀拿来。
And bring a big knife.
他太太就紧张了。
So I was tense.
就听到发神经了。
Something must be wrong with him.
可能要砍死我了。
Maybe you want to kill me.
他说做什么
？What for?
他说不必问。快快去拿来。
Don't ask. Just bring the knife.
他太太不寸步难移。
So the wife took a small pace,
千斤重担
small, slowly,
到了厨房不知道要拿不要拿
I don't know whether to take the knife from the kitchen
他在外面大声咆哮拿刀来
He was shouting again
快快拿刀来
Bring the knife quickly
他太太吓死了
So the wife was frightened
就拿刀拿给他
So brought the knife
放在那边就在旁边看
Put it there, was standing at the side
到底有什么事发生
What would happen
就在那边
He was sitting there
他说你不要怕
Don't be afraid.
我不会杀人。
I'm not going to kill you.
我不会害你。
I'm going to hurt you.
我也不会害自己。
I won't hurt you.
因为我听得到，我会爱自己。
Because after I heard the gospel, I love myself.
我这个自己是不可爱。
But this self is not lovable.
我这个自己是害我自己的。
Because he hurt myself.
因为我有一双手。
Because I have a pair of hands.
爱赌博。
I love to gamble.
所以我要用我自己的手砍我自己的手。
So I use my own hand to cut my own hand.
他说不要不要。
No,
you don't know. You don't know. 手砍了会怎么样？
So don't know what happened after he chopped off the
hand. 哪一个做太太的曾经看见丈夫砍过手有经验的请举手。
Anyone have this experience as wife?
所以她吓死了。
So she was so frightened.
那你静静不要讲话。
So be quiet.
我告诉你啊。
I tell you.
我在你面前。
Before you.
在上帝面前立。
Before God, I have a covenant.
我要砍断我的拇指。
I want to chop off my thumb.
所以他就把刀拿起来。
So he took the knife.
他就大力啪就砍了。
So he chopped off the thumb.
一刀马上断。
Just one will go.
因为真是最大的刀。
Because a big knife.
最利的刀。
And a sharp one.
断了那个大拇指啪就跳掉了。
And this thumb flew.
他的太太就去找啊。
Why was it find back the thumb?
把那个大拇指找了，一直要跟他粘上去，不能了。
I want to put it back, but couldn't.
我讲的不是故事，真的事情。
I'm not telling story, it's a true thing.
这个我亲眼看过。
I saw it myself.
自己住在他的家。
And stay with him.
我自己跟他坐着吃饭。
And dining with him.
自己摸过他那个没有拇指的手。
Touch even that hand.
那么掉了以后不能粘了。
It couldn't be put back.
血就一直流，一直流，一直流。
And the blood keep oozing out.
这个丈夫讲第二句话。
And the husband said the second thing.
去拿棉花跟纱布来。
Bring me the bandage.
这个太太拿刀慢慢来，现在快快来。
So she ran to
bring the bandages. 马上五步做两步走。
And bring the bandage quickly.
去把纱布拿来。
Bring the bandages.
包得大大的。
Bandage her, him.
那怎么办呢？
我就知道
没有事。
Nothing's wrong.
继续吃饭。
Continue to die.
他的莫名其妙， so、事情已经发生了。
Why was, things happen?
那怎么办呢？
我就知道。
那怎么办呢？
我就知道。
血还在流，现在包得紧紧的。
Still bleeding.
快快吃了，要到医生那里去。
They want, she want to send her to the doctor. Him to the doctor.
医生也不能怎么帮助他。
The doctor can't do anything.
因为那个是日本时代。
That was in a Japanese occupation.
最简单办法把它包了以后。
Using the simplest way to bandage him.
等等等等等。
And waited.
等有一天自己好。
One day he healed by himself.
他对我说。
He told me.
那个时候。
The time.
是很痛苦的。
Very painful.
我说，你这样自己砍断自己拇指。那个时候不怕痛吗
？I say you chop off your own thumb, don't you feel this painful?
这个老人家九十多岁，没有几个牙齿，笑得很可爱。
So this old man without a few teeth also.
他说如果人家砍你很痛的。
If people would chop you, it's very painful.
如果自己甘心砍的，不可以痛。
But with willingness, you throw yourself, you cannot feel pain.
本来这个人是很幽默的人。
He's a very humorous man.
我听了又佩服又吓了一跳，又不知道怎么办。
So I don't know what to do when I heard that.
我就想想，如果是我怎么办呢
？If it were me, what would I going to do?
他说不要紧的。
He said never mind.
没有手指也会活的。
Without a thumb, you can still live.
因为耶稣说，一个手进天堂好过两个手下地狱。
And Jesus Christ is better to go to heaven with one hand run, the two hand to go to hell.
很少人读圣经读到做到出来。听到又是行道
Very seldom you find people who read the Bible who can practice and do it.
那么怎么办呢
What to do now?
第三天第四天
Third and fourth day.
大家就听说这个人不到赌不管去
And heard that this man no more he will go to gamble.
所以几天以后
After a few days.
他的赌博朋友
And his friend who gamble with him.
他们就打赌赌博的人就爱打赌的
So they want to make a bet.
他说我告诉你
I tell you.
不久以后 Bet Gomba 一定再来赌博场
He said Bet Gomba will come back to this gambling hall.
他说大概不会，这一次很坚决。你看，已经四天没有来了。
He said he won't come because it's 4 days already.
打哪里会？过不久他就来了。
The people said no, no, he will come.
你不知道人家说呢，他去宋博士那边讲道，听到站到前面跪下来祷告，求上帝赦免他。
He said he go to Zhongshan's meeting, he kneel down and ask God's forgiveness.
几百人都看见。
A few hundreds.
哎呀，五分钟热度谁不会？以后一定再来的。
Only for 5 minutes, he will come back.
所以他就打赌。
So they bet.
他一个礼拜里会不会再来
？So 1 week later will he come?
如果会再来
，If he would come,
你输我5000
，You will lose 5000 to me.
不会再来
，It won't.
我输你6000
，And 6000 I lose.
他们就打赌了。
So they bet.
后来那个怕输的人就跑来找他了。
So the one who is in fear of losing, come and see him.
因为他最后一天嘛。
The last day.
一个礼拜不来就要输6000了。
So it's only 6 days.
来啦。
You're going to lose 6000.
来，你不赌，你不赌也不要紧，在那边喝茶喝茶。
Even though you don't gamble, you just drink tea. It's good enough.
你看这个怕输就变得很聪明了。
So he become very clever because of fear they will lose.
Bet Gomba 怎么回答他呢
？No, how Bet Gomba answer him?
他说你们找谁呀
？Who are you seeking for?
找你嘛。
You
找哪一个你
？With you
就是你嘛
？It is you
名叫什么
？What's your name
叫做 Bet Gomba 嘛
？Bet Gomba
他说我这个 Bet Gomba 已经死了
，Bet Gomba is dead
他现在不在这里
，No more is here
他说你信耶稣神经病了
，So you believe in Jesus now something is wrong with you
发狂了
，Something is wrong with you
你在这里什么你不在这里
？Yeah here come here come here
那个旧的 Bet Gomba 已经死了
，Is it the old Bet Gomba is dead
现在活着的是新的 Bet Gomba
Now the one who is living is new one
那个已经与主同死了
，The one that died with Christ
现在已经与主同活了
，This one resurrected with him
那个赌博的 Bet Gomba 已经死了
，The gambler Bet Gomba is dead
恨恶赌博的 Bet Gomba 是活的。
The Bet Gomba who hated the gambling is not alive.
我现在不是那个人。
I'm not the old one.
哎呀，我从来没有听一个人明白这一段圣经比他更深入、更真切。
I've never heard someone who understands this passage deeper than he does.
他说不要讲大话啦，晚上跟我来啦。
Come with me in the evening.
我请你喝茶。
I will treat you with tea.
我请你宵夜。
I'll treat you with a supper.
我请你明天再吃大餐。
I'll treat you with
你要来一来啦。
Come, come, just come.
他一直叫他来。
He asked him to come.
因为他这来呢。最多呢，请他吃饭500块，不来呢要输6000块。
Maybe you spend $500 to treat him, but you will lose 6,000 if he doesn't come.
他说，请你不要浪费时间，
see,
回家去吧。
Don't waste your time. Better go home.
为什么呢？老朋友不要这样吗？
We're old friends.
怎么下逐客令呢？
We're old friends.
我们不是老朋友。
We're not old friends.
那个跟你老朋友的已经死了。
The one who's old friend with you is dead.
我是新活的人，跟他不一样。
I'm a new one. I'm different from him.
你看，
you see,
就把手拿起来。
Take your hand.
他们吓了一跳。
They were frightened.
包的一大堆。
With a bandage.
你什么事啊？
What happened to you?
怪不得你手痛，四天不能赌博。
That's why you're so painful. You cannot gamble.
好了，快快好，下个礼拜来好了。
So you come next week when you're healed.
但我告诉你，不能赌了。
No more can I gamble.
我这个手已经断了。
Because they have to.
怎么断的？
How did?
被刀砍断
的。I chopped it off.
谁砍你的？
Who chopped it off?
自己砍的。
I myself.
没办法。
100
他们知道他死心了
，so they know that he dead to gamble，
因为他是与主同死，与主同活，所以砍断。
Because he dead and resurrected with Christ Jesus。
如果你不明白与主同死，与主同活
，if you don't understand about this die and also resurrected with Christ，
你也需要砍断。
You learn to chop it off。
我告诉你有另外一个故事
，there will be another story。
一个人不是信耶稣
，one is non-Christian，
是因为决心不赌博。
But make a decision not to gamble，
自己真的砍断，
所以 truly chop his hand off。
后来呢
？Later on，
就用短的手指去赌博。
He used the fingers to play。
那不是真正的悔改。
That's not true repentance。
所以这段圣经说呢
，So this passage，
我们看自己在最终已经死了。
we see ourselves die in sin.
我们在义里面看自己是活的。
And in righteousness, we see that we are alive.
我们对罪看自己是死的。
To sin, we deem ourselves as dead.
对义看自己是活的。
And to righteousness, we see ourselves as alive.
这是一个很伟大自我评价的改观。
This is a concept which changes in the self-evaluation.
亲爱的朋友
，My dear friends，
你这一生以后成就不成就
？For your whole rest of your life, whether you are successful，
看你怎样对待自己。
You see how you deal with yourself。
你最大的仇敌不是别人。
Your biggest enemy is not your enemy。
你最大的仇敌就是你自己。
But yourself。
你自己怎样衡量自己？
How did you deal with yourself?
你自己怎样看自己？
Then how you look at yourself?
你自己怎样审判自己？
Then how you judge yourself?
你自己怎样纠正自己？
Then how you correct yourself?
你自己怎样鼓励自己？
How you want to evaluate yourself?
是没有一个人可以代替的。
No one can take the place.
上帝造你的时候，
When God created you,
他把你造在两种很特别的相对性。
You have been created into two different relativeness.
你这两个相对性解决了。
When they solve these two polarities,
你才能发展你与别人之间的相对性。
Then only you can develop the kind of relative relationship with others.
Relativity with others. 那你说我怎么知道什么叫做前面两种相对性？
How do I know my future relativity?
第一，
the first,
神造人，
God has created man,
绝对不是一个绝对独存，
not a one with absolute solitude.
神造人造在一个相对对存性的存在。
God has created us in the absolute relative existence.
No, we are created in the relative relativity existence. 那这样相对的对存性是什么意思？
We are created in the relative relativity existence.
你被造的时候，
when you are created,
你没有办法真正自立。
You cannot be alone.
你一定要与神有一个关系。
You must have a relationship with God.
所以没有一个人可以不要神永远活着的。
No one can say that he doesn't want God and can live forever.
一个最无神论思想的人，当他要死以前一定想起神来。
The one who is an atheist before he dies, he will think about God.
包括毛泽东死以前两次说，我要去见上帝。
Including Mao Zedong, before he died, he said, "I'm going to see God soon."
他对谁讲
？To hope that he said.
对美国密苏里州 Kansas 城一个最同情共产党的中国通，也就是这个呢无神论的记者，叫做 Edgar Snow。毛泽东对他讲
，Is to Edgar Snow, who knows China very well, who is an atheist himself.
那美国跟中国有二十多年没有邦交的时候
，When America and this China has no relationship for 25 years，
唯一任何一个时刻可以进到毛泽东房间的美国人就是 Edgar Snow。
The only American who can go and see Mao Zedong at any time is Edgar Snow。
他迷信中国没有共产党是不可能强大起来。
He was so superstitious that without communism, this Chinese cannot be strong.
他迷信共产党会把民主人权加给在国民党时代没有办法赐下来的。
He believed that this communism will give the human right to these people who cannot be granted this right by 国民党。
你们很多年轻人不知道我在讲什么。
You know that young people don't understand why I'm talking.
你们年纪大的人知道，去年 Edgar Snow 的太太。丈夫死了好多年，回北京去的，大骂共产党。
You know, last year the wife of Edgar Snow returned to this China, he scolded the communism.
她想不到她的丈夫跟她年轻所大大盼望的共产党，原来在中国呢，对人民的民权是诸多的压制。
He cannot imagine that this communism, the home that he and his husband believed so much in, now has suppressed human rights in China.
我在 Kansas 讲道的时候
，When I was preaching in Kansas，
我们特别去找到他住的地方。
We especially go and find the home that he lived，
因为他在那几十年被称为 the friend of 毛泽东。
Because that few decades he was called the friend of Mao Zedong.
所以连毛泽东这么大的无神论，死以前都要承认神是存在。
Even Mao Zedong, the great atheist, before he died, will have confessed that God exists.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这是告诉我们，人被造是与神有自一直接的相对性，是没有办法逃避。
Because this one will tell us that when man is created in the relativity with God.
第二,
the second,
人被造是在一个自我相对的地位里面有存在。
Man also created with the existence of self relativity.
所以你会自己对自己讲话。
So you can talk to yourself.
有时候你自己会笑自己。
Sometimes you laugh at yourself.
有时候自己会鼓励自己。
Sometimes you encourage yourself.
有时候你睡觉的时候，好像你自己从你自己里面跑出来，自己对说：“哎，你刚才讲那句话很笨，你知道吗？”
Sometimes when you are going to sleep, you come up with yourself and say that the statement you said just now was a fool.
然后你自己对自己说：“我刚才没有办法，一定要你讲笨就笨，以后就比较聪明就可以了。”
Then you tell yourself, "Never mind, I'm being stupid because if in the future I get wise, it's good enough."
有时候你自己对自己说：“你这个傻瓜，以后要更聪明一点，这样才好。”
Sometimes you yourself will teach yourself that you're stupid, but later you better get wiser.
这个是动物没有的。
The animal will not happen to them.
动物没有自我相对的存在性。
Because animals do they have this nature of self-relativity.
人有。
But man has.
人有与神相对的存在性。
Man has existence of relativity with God.
人有自我存在的相对性。
And also the existence of the self-relativity.
所以存在主义提到的自我存在跟对我存在这两种层次的存在。
And also, existentialism talk about life in itself.
Being in itself and being to itself.
Being in itself and being to itself.
所以人与动物是不一样。
So man is different from animals.
为这个缘故呢，你自己怎么对待你？
So how did you deal with yourself?
你自己对你讲什么话？
What did you speak to yourself?
你自己用哪一把钥匙来开启你自己里面存在的潜在能？
Which key you use to open the potentiality with yourself?
你自己怎样审判你自己？
Then how you judge yourself?
非常决定以后你前途变成什么。
It will very much determine what your future will be.
同样做孤儿。
You are still an orphan.
有的人变成强盗。
But some become robbers.
有的人长大开孤儿院。
Some have an orphanage open.
为什么？
Why?
因为痛并思痛之后。
Because after they make that kind of decision.
他对自己讲了一些话。
They tell themselves.
同样失恋。
And one who is jilted.
有的人死了。
Some died.
自杀。
Committed suicide.
有的失恋以后呢？
Because after they've been jilted.
他说失恋就再恋。
And some will say, no, I have another love affair.
以后把失恋的痛苦当作一个老者劝年轻人不要自暴自弃的这个经验谈来教育下一辈。
So using his experience to teach the next generation.
现在弟兄姊妹。
My dear friends.
这就是近代心理学讨论的一些课题。
This is a contemporary psychology what they discuss.
其实这些都在圣经早就讲过。
All this is discussed in the Bible.
因为你轻看圣经。所以上帝故意蒙蔽不让你轻看他而能从圣经找到任何的智慧。
But because you despise God and God cover your eyes so they cannot find the wisdom from the Bible.
但是今天当你谦卑受教以渴慕真理饥渴慕义的心到神面前的时候，圣经就发出亮光照耀你启示你给你许多以后的亮光。
But if you would humble yourself, the Bible will enlighten you and brighten you so they can see the future.
你说唐牧师，你讲这些后面这一段跟这一段的圣经有什么关系？
Reverend Tom, what you have spoken now is what relationship with this passage?
有绝对正面的关系。
Absolute positive direct relation.
怎么解释呢？
What do you mean?
你要看自己对罪是死的。
To yourself, you must see that you died to sin.
你要对义看自己是活的。
To righteousness, you see that you are alive.
这里就提到 evaluation.
So you talk about evaluation.
Self-evaluation.
自我的评估。
Self-esteem.
自我的这个尊重。
我自己对自己的估价，我自己对自己的看法，是决定我以后前途怎么生活。
So the self-esteem, self-evaluation determine my future.
真正教导人懂得用什么标准来正确衡量自己的价值的是圣经。
And the one who can truly teach us to know how to evaluate ourselves, the true value of ourselves is the Bible.
我对罪看自己是死的。
To sin, I see myself dead.
我对义看自己是活的。
Righteousness, I see that I'm alive.
这个不是自我衡量，是什么？
So this is self-evaluation.
那么这种自我衡量的标准是什么呢？
What is the standard of that?
标准是我与主同死，与主同活。
I die and resurrected with Christ.
一个真正明白信的意义的人。
So one who truly understands about believing.
他透过基督十字架同复活的价值观。
And also a value concept through the cross of death and resurrection.
找到了一把钥匙。
He will find a key
来衡量自己。
To measure himself.
我再活着。
When I live.
我 live again.
If I live again.
I live furthermore.
我更加的活着的话
should not live for sin，
我不应该为罪而活。
I shouldn't live in sin，
我不应该在罪中而活。
I shouldn't live in righteousness，
我应该在义中活。
Sin shouldn't be my king，
罪不再做我的王。
Sin shouldn't reign over me，
不应该再掌权。
I'm not sold under sin's right，
我不是被出卖给罪的。
I should overcome all my evil thinking, evil doing, evil behavior, and evil moral，
我一切的罪我都要胜过。
I should overcome my evil nature，
我应该胜过我的罪恶的本性。
Because Christ is living in me，
因为基督在我里面活着。
He had died for me, and he had beenresurrected，
他为我死，他为我复活。
He is the life and he is the resurrection，
他是生命，他是复活。
So，
所以呢
，I should be living within Christ，
我应该与基督同活。
And I live for Christ，
我为基督而活。
I live in the righteousness of Christ，
我在基督义里面活。
No more sin，
我不再犯罪。
No more darkness，
不再在黑暗里面。
No more evil，
不再有罪恶。
No more betrayal，
不再有违背神了。
No more polluting myself，
不再污染我自己了。
But now I should glorify my Creator，
我应该荣耀创造我的主。
I should honor my Savior，
我应该尊重我的救主。
Because I'm living for Him，
因为我为他而活。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord，
这就是这一段的意思。
That's the meaning of this passage。
最后这里讲什么呢
？What is the final word？
这讲你要把你的器具，把你的肢体当作义的器具。来服侍义。
You say you must use a part of our body as an instrument of righteousness to serve righteousness.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean？
我常常想这段圣经。
I meditate upon this many times.
今天我在深思这段圣经的时候
，Tonight when I deeply ponder on this，
我大受感动。
I'm so touched.
因为你有一个伟大的一个决志。
Because you make a decision to make，
我要为义而活。
I want to live for the sake of righteousness。
我过了一天要让义在地上。可以通行。
The day I leave, righteousness should come out for me.
这样，这个地上有罪。
So there is sin on the earth.
许多罪人继续不断用他们的行为彰显出来。
Many of the sinners were manifesting by their conduct.
但我不是。
I'm not.
我要让地上有义。
I want to have righteousness upon the earth.
那么义一定要行出来。
And earth must be practiced.
谁是工具呢
？And who is the tool?
谁是内容？
Who is the content?
谁是对象的
？Who is the object?
让别人得罪义的果效。
Let others have a result and effect of righteousness.
我就变成义的主体。
So I become the subject of the righteousness.
我要把义行出来的时候
，I want to do the righteousness.
我义的工具是什么
？What's the instrument of righteousness?
就是我的身体
，my body.
我的肢体
，my body.
我的眼睛
，my eye.
要看义的事。
We'll see things of righteousness.
我们的耳朵
My ears
要听义
We'll listen to righteousness.
我的口
My lips
要讲义的道理
We'll preach righteousness.
我的手
My hand
成为义的器皿
Become the instrument of righteousness.
我的脚
My leg
要遵循义的路向
We'll do the path of righteousness.
我的心
My heart
要被义所充满
As we feel with righteousness.
我的脑
My mind
没有罪的困扰
There's no confusion of sin.
义的思想
，but only a righteous thought.
所以讲，耶稣基督是那义者。
So Christ is the righteous one.
你也在基督里面得着义的果子。
So you are in Christ, you gain the fruit of righteousness.
耶稣基督是义的本体。
Christ righteousness is the subjectivity of righteousness.
你就奉献做义的器具。
So you dedicate yourself to the instrument of righteousness.
所以你看吧，今天晚上回去看你的手。
So tonight when you look at the hand,
你好看你的手
look at the hand,
这是世界最伟大的工具
the greatest instrument in the world,
最伟大的设计
greatest design of the world,
哪一个机器会像人的手弹那么好的钢琴
which machine can be like a hand of man can play piano,
有哪一个工具这么小会做最大的大船
which instrument so small can be big ship,
为什么长短不一做出火箭出来
why is it is not the same in length that can manufacture this rocket,
你一直看这个手
you look at the hand,
一直自己对自己讲话
and talk to yourself,
我的手啊
my hand,
你做什么
what are you doing,
你偷东西吗
do you steal,
你打人吗
Beat others,
你毁坏吗
you destroy,
你撤回别人所造的吗
and also you destroy people's production,
你做税吗
you want to, cheat,
你做一切不应当做的事吗
thing which is unlawful,
你从今天决定手啊
hand,
只有义的事情你才可以
only righteous thing you will do
我这五个手指
these five fingers,
要让上帝的义的本性透过来
God's own righteousness will now permeate for me
我的手
my hand，
可以把神的道德本性的能力彰显出去。
And can manifest the power of God's ethics nature。
我的口
，my lips，
要把神道德的真理的意义的这个真理把它传出去。
And also complete the righteousness of God。
我的脚
，my lips，
我的耳
，my ears，
我的眼
，my eyes，
我所做所行所言所语
，all the things I do, I speak, I think，
我所信所想
think,
我所盼望
I hope，
我所坚持的
，what I determine，
就是一个原则
，only one principle，
E
righteousness，
I'm living for the righteousness，
我为义而活
，I'm living to manifest the righteousness of God，
我为了彰显神的义
，I'm fighting。For the principle of righteousness，
我为了这个义的原则而征战。
如果你明白这个道理
，You understand this truth，
做律师的
，Then he who is lawyer，
不要为钱讲不应当讲的话。
Do not bear for witness because of money，
你要为义讲应当讲的话。
Speak for the sake of righteousness。
那么你说钱少一点怎么办呢
？We have less money now。
我反过来问你
，On the reverse，
钱多一点有什么用呢
？What for even more money？
如果你活着是为钱。
If you live only for money，
那你的生命可能以后连狗都不如。
Then life in the future may be worse than dogs。
一个人如果以钱为出发点，什么事情他一定都会做错。
If a man were to have a starting point from as money， then he'll do everything wrong。
一个人以义做出发点，他一切的事情都会做对。
By using righteousness as a starting point， he'll do everything right。
所以这些道理不是字里行间没有东西的话语。
So all these words are with meaning。
这句话里面就是人生总原则里面真正的智慧。
Principles of life and wisdom。
我的手
，my hand，
我的脚
，my lips，
我的口
，my lips，
我的脑
，my mind，
我的耳
，my ears，
我的眼
，my eyes，
我的一切
，everything，
我的身体
，my body，
不可以被魔鬼所用，变成犯罪的工具。
Not to be used by Satan as an instrument of sin。
我整个身体，我所有的肢体。只能被义所用，把神的道、神的圣洁、神的旨意彰显在。
My body, my parts of my body only to be used by righteousness and manifest the righteousness of God。
这样，无论你到哪里
，So no matter where you go，
哪里神的爱、神的圣洁就透你彰显。
There also God's love and holiness will manifest to you。
无论你到哪里
，No matter where you go，
你不再是讲我犯罪，神能给我多恩典赦免我。
You will not see that I'll sin more, God give more grace to me。
我到哪里？我行义，神的国度就扩展，神的义就彰显。
Wherever I go, where their righteousness is, and God's kingdom can be expanded.
就像耶稣说的
，Like Jesus said,
你要求上帝的国，上帝的义，你所需要的，他就加给。
Seek first the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all this will be added unto you.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，My dear brothers and sisters,
这段圣经太伟大。
This passage is so great.
你这提到整个生命的改变
，You talk about change of life,
自我的衡量
，and self evaluation,
开启自我潜在能力的主要匙
，and a key to open your potential,
整个生命的标准
，and a standard of life,
是基督的榜样
，and Christ's example.
我的经历
，my experience,
是信他的时候与他同死与他同活
，is that when I believe in him, I die and resurrected with him.
看罪
，and to sin,
当自己是死
，I did myself dead.
看自己
and to myself,
当罪已经过去
I see the sin is past,
看义
the righteousness,
看自己是活的
I see I'm alive,
看自己
and to myself,
活着就是为了尊敬的
and live for the sake of righteousness,
这样的
and if that's
我们就成为义的器
we become an instrument of righteousness,
义的人生
become a life of righteousness,
我们的义的行为
and also with the conduct of righteousness,
我们建立义的国度
to establish the kingdom of righteousness,
尽我们个人身上的能力
and do our very best,
做神要我们做的义行
to do the righteousness God wants us to do
一方面盼望新天新地的来临
on the one hand you hope for the new heaven and earth to come
有义居在其中
because the righteousness will dwell in it
感谢神
praise the Lord
请我们大家站起来
shall we all rise
我们很严肃在读这一段圣经
very solemnly when we read this passage again
我们从第九节读到第十四节
reading from verse 9
一同来读我们若是以第八节一二三
我们若是与基督同死就信必与他同活因为知道基督既从死里复活
就
不再死
死
也不再做他的主了
他死
是向罪死的只有一次他活是向上帝活着
这样
你们向罪也当看自己是死的
向
上帝在基督里耶稣里
却
当看自己是活的
所以不要用罪在你们必死的身上作王 使你们顺从生死的旨意，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要向从死里复活的人将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。我们低头祷告，我们低头闭眼睛的时候。